You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woo-woo-woo! So, John, you've taught me one thing, that no matter where the game is, no matter what time it ends, you get back at 1 a.m.
1 o'clock.
Is that what happened last night?
And I have a running joke. 1 a.m. no matter what. And by the way.
Wheels down at 1 last night?
Yeah. Well, you walk off the plane at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So explain this to me. Last night's game started at 7. There was a 10-minute slide, so it tipped off at 7:10. Got off the plane at 1 o'clock. The game 2 in San Francisco started at 6, an hour before that, got in at 1 o'clock. I mean, it makes
no
sense.
Is the pilot taking the scenic route? Yeah. Whenever somebody says,
like, because I've been, like, Stu and I have been traveling longer than any other two people on the plane.
Yeah.
And so people come up to us and go, hey, Ireland, what time are we getting in? And, like, I don't even open my mouth. I go, 1 o'clock no matter what. And they'll go, it's a 2 p.m. tip. 1 o'clock no matter what.
The pilot gets paid hourly.
Something will happen. Last night we had to go, if you there's a noise abatement at LAX. So if you get in after midnight, you got to go out over the water. This guy apparently wanted to see if there were extra boats out there
Catalina,
or something. Yeah.
Do a little aerial tour of Catalina.
Yeah, so it's 1 o'clock no matter what.
All right, so Al and I spent, what would you say, Al, 90% of the show talking about Anthony Davis.
99%.
Probably right.
99%.
I think we mentioned Fernando Tatis's motorcycle accident once.
And I did hear that.
And dad jokes. Yeah, so I think 95 is probably.
You know who's famous for dad jokes? Giannis.
Yeah.
He does a lot of dad jokes.
Also, Michael Thompson.
Do you guys have like any?
No, I just asked Michael, give me a dad joke, and he's got like a Rolodex.
Yeah, why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I always have one ready to go.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
What?
A tire. Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you
go. I listened to your show, so I learned that one.
They're
from
all
you guys.
Pretty stupid.
Yeah,
and pretty
they are.
Wonderful.
They're all funny.
So, what do you guys make of what went down last night? Not just that the hit, but the reaction to it specifically: Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, Stephen A. Smith.
I think this is somewhat. I mean, because we're in sports radio, we always have to react to everything. I would put this in the same class as the Padres doing that stupid thing with Kershaw.
Mm-hmm.
I think to us, because we're all in sports radio, we look at that and go, that's content. The Lakers, it's just noise to them. I don't think they're paying. Who cares?
Not even a motivational factor?
No. Who cares what Stephen A. and Chuck and Shaq are
they not bothered by the open disrespect to
one of
the players? I think we are. I don't think they are.
I'll tell you what. I thought after the game last night, and you know, we didn't know anything at that point about Anthony Davis other than the thing about the wheelchair. And I thought, all right, this sounds really serious. Those guys to come on and mock and laugh and goof on and make wheelchair things with that, just
without the
really,
info.
Without any information based on absolutely nothing was irresponsible and mean.
So perhaps. I think if I'm trying to figure out where those guys' heads were in this, I think they would argue that they did have information. And their information was they both played in the NBA for a really long time and got hit like that a bunch of times. And they know that that shot very rarely, if ever, results in a player ending up in
a
wheelchair.
And they've also seen Anthony Davis, and they've had a long-standing...
Add that to Anthony
Davis's reputation. The AD piece is the biggest one, that it was AD.
His perception in the league and his perception among older players. I think it wasn't just a blind, oh, we're going to make fun of a guy who got smacked upside the head. It was all of those things together. Plus, I've gotten hit like that, and I know that while it probably hurts, it's not the end of the world. And what the heck is a wheelchair doing involved in this?
Right, right. And the most recent thing I saw was Dave McMenamin, who says that he cannot imagine a source close to AD says he cannot imagine under any circumstances that Anthony Davis will not play tomorrow night.
I heard you guys talking about new media and how we're getting things directly from the players.
Mm-hmm.
This applies to superstars more than ever before. For example, last night I'm doing the game, and I'm texting Lakers PR, and I'm saying, is there any update on AD? And they say, none. And then I get, literally, right as I'm getting none from the Lakers, Chris Haynes reporting, AD is in a wheelchair being taken yeah, for further right. observation. So I send that to PR. I go, well, this is what's being reported. And they came back to me with, it's not coming from us. So what you're going to see today is good reporters, Chris Haynes, Dave McMenamin, Woj, all have relationships with Clutch.
Right.
All have relationships with Rich Paul, with the agency that represents AD, LeBron, Draymond. So we're getting news directly from the source now rather than through the team. It used to be we'd all be sitting around today waiting for the Lakers to send some type of an update.
Yeah, I mean, teams, they're so not releasing
they
information.
No longer, the new media that Draymond talks about, they are no longer in control of the narrative. They're no longer in control of the story.
Well, there's almost a weird element of they don't mind if they don't comment on it. They'd rather not say anything than try to clarify. They'll let the reporters or the players themselves do it. That it used to be, no, you don't know anything until we tell you the thing,
right.
whether it is elbow or knee or whatever is fine. That now it's like we're just going to say
nothing.
Well,
in the case of Haynes, he literally saw him in the wheelchair.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he reported what he saw. But you're right. We don't necessarily wait for a team update anymore because these guys are all over it talking to everybody and they're going to know.
Do you guys know? I don't know the answer to this. Is that just kind of standard operating procedure that if somebody gets hit in the head that you wheelchair them to the exam area?
No.
It is not, or you
don't
know?
The only other time I ever remember a wheelchair being involved was Paul Pierce in the finals.
Yeah.
And he took a lot of crap for it for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Well said.
But I think
literally.
The reason is they didn't want him on his feet because he looked a little woozy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just precautionary. But I'm telling you, because I'm around these guys, I was around them all last night. To the Lakers, all that stuff is noise.
Yeah, but if I was AD, I'd be pissed off.
How could you not
be? Screw Barkley. Screw Stephen A. Are you kidding me? You're questioning my injury, the fact that I had to be off my feet after that shot last night?
I don't know if it was they were just laughing at him for being soft.
It was mockery.
It was that's what it was. They weren't laughing that he got concussed potentially.
No.
They were laughing at the soft guy got knocked down by a blow that wasn't that bad.
That's what they were laughing at. It's the most disrespectful thing you can do is not even acknowledge without even having the information.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that irked a lot of people. It's funny because whether you take some of these calls, Twitter, whatever the case is, there are people on both sides of it.
Are people on both sides of it.
You're right.
Yeah.
There's some people saying, guys, come on, it's Anthony Davis again. How many times have we talked about him? Then there's another side that I think we probably fall more along this is, how can you, this is their seat. This is what they do. And I know, I'm as big of a fan as that show as any NBA show.
It's a great show. Great talent.
But you're just literally laughing at somebody without having all what we think, or at least what I think, the proper information for it. It's just the ultimate sign of disrespect.
What happens tonight in Phoenix? Because Al and I were talking about it with Denver.
No DeAndre Ayton.
No DeAndre Ayton. No Chris Paul.
DeAndre Ayton hasn't been playing.
Is Ayton out? I thought he was questionable. Is he out?
Yeah, he's out for this game. But the Jock Landale's been playing more than him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling Phoenix would behind Booker and Durant win this game at home and force a game seven, but I thought Phoenix was going to win in Denver and they weren't even close. So maybe it is the Nuggets time.
Is there a better matchup for assuming that the Lakers take care of business tomorrow night? Big assumption because now we're in a weird spot.
Here's something else to think if you're a Laker fan. You want to root for Phoenix.
To extend the series?
Yeah, just... Because
otherwise the finals start on Sunday, right?
Correct. And then you can buy some time until Tuesday. The Lakers could basically get the weekend off.
It starts Sunday if Denver wins.
If both close out.
And the Lakers
win.
Yeah. So we would...
If one closes out and the other one doesn't.
Not 100%. The Miami-New York thing matters too. What we're competing for lack of a better word, is that Sunday afternoon ABC game.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these three teams is going to be in it. And if there's a game seven, like let's say Miami, New York is a game seven, or a Boston, Philly is a game seven, they want to have a game seven in that window on Sunday,
time.
And then the Lakers would start on Tuesday. But if not, maybe the Lakers will be the game seven. You know, I know I'm the only one who keeps saying this series is
You're not the only one. I mean, we talked about that yesterday.
You got to win it tomorrow night.
Mason, Michael,
yeah, I mean, I said Lakers in six. Series, you got to win tomorrow night.
Series over. No, when they got to 3-1, 90% of my friends said series over.
Yeah. I think this is one of the few series. That, I know the Lakers were the ones with the 3-1 lead. The other team has Steph Curry. This team has LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm not throwing water to dirt on either one of these guys until it's over. They're both such dangerous players that can summon a performance that you know, okay, Steph, 50 in game seven.
Yeah.
That LeBron, and I don't want to come to him in a second, even though he has not looked like the LeBron from 5 or 8 or 10 or 15 years ago, I think we'd all be foolish to say that he just couldn't find a game where LeBron James the best player on the court and it's not even close.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think tomorrow night is a must win. It's a much better option, don't get me wrong. LeBron can go in there and win that game.
I think tomorrow night is a must win. I think you got to take care of business at home.
It's
you
weird.
Don't force game seven to San Francisco. That's just a scary proposition.
So it's weird because if you're right, and I tend to think you are,
yep.
It's a must win game for both teams, and it's not a game seven. You know, it's like this weird dynamic that's out there because I think most people think if that thing goes back to San Francisco, it'd be very hard for the Lakers to win. But LeBron has not only won a game seven against the Warriors, he did it on the biggest stage there is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
not picking against him.
Yeah, I'm not. They don't announce a referee assignment till tomorrow, but how much you guys want to bet me that the extender comes in for game
Scott
seven?
Scott Foster, the extender!
He's coming.
Do I need to do it again now?
Yes. Yes, do it.
That is a joke that exists in the world that we all just accept to be true in a league that is as big as the NBA, that there's a wrestling referee that can come in and extend things.
Right.
Is the insane.
No, you go
it
to...
It is an insane
go
proposition.
Go to his Wikipedia page, and the first sentence they call him the extender.
And we just go, well, is he here or not?
Mace, it's the manager calling for just a different pitcher.
It's lunacy that we laugh at it. It's crazy that that's funny, and it is funny. It's like, bring in the wrestling
funny
referee.
Idea.
So here's the other thing that if you're a Warrior fan, you lean on for tomorrow night. 28 consecutive playoff series. 28 consecutive since 2013, the Warriors have won a road game. In the last round, they won two in Sacramento. Mm. They won game five and game seven. So I think that this,
they've also never lost it with Steve Kerr in the Western Conference.
Yeah. Right.
So the Lakers, if they win tomorrow, bring an end to two ridiculously impressive streaks.
I was telling Trav, you know who I'm worried about for tomorrow? It seems like it's set up for him and has not played, certainly has not been consistent by any stretch. Worried about Clay tomorrow.
Well, game six Clay is a real thing. He's had three monster performances in game six elimination games.
Bad games in a row,
One was 2016, one was 2018, one was 2019, where he goes like north of 35 and makes like plays like he did in game two. So it's possible.
Yeah, because he has not looked like himself.
No.
Yeah, tomorrow night is going to be crazy.
Am I the
just
only one
nuts.
That is every time I see LeBron wince like he did last night, every time I, you know, and
the foot wince,
right before the end of the half in game two, when no one is around him other than his own teammates, nobody stepped on him. He just fell to the ground, and then we went to half, and it really wasn't discussed all that much.
Right.
But you saw it again last night. I don't think we have any idea how injured he is. That he was, two doctors told him to shut it down.
Right.
He's come back. He hasn't missed a game since. And there's those moments where we've all had it, bad backs or knees or whatever, where you feel okay right up until you get that jolt of pain.
Right.
And that we've seen it a couple of times with him in these first few games. I just crossing my fingers and toes and hoping that that's just that jolt of pain and nothing more.
Yeah. Why was the salad embarrassed?
Why?
It was undressed. It's undressed salad.
Which one do you like? Which one do you use more? The first one or
the scarecrow one?
The scarecrow one is like money.
Always,
that joke is fire.
Open up with your number one joke.
Always open up. Walks into a room and he just doesn't even know anybody. He just walks in with that joke.
Could be a new part of Super Crosstalk. You got to come in with a new one.
I don't think so.
Every single day.
New dad joker. No, we do that with Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson's king of the dad jokes, too.
Yeah,
he's another guy.
Does he like give you the same one over and over again, or does he just know a million of them?
And we get texted a lot of them from the same guy, so we have like a ready supply.
You've got a supplier. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
It's kind of a, as Chris put it, a have to win game.
It is a have to win game.
If you want to stop short of must win, it's a must win game for the Warriors. It's a have to win game for the Lakers.
It's a have to win game. So last night, the Lakers fall in San Francisco, which I don't think was necessarily a big surprise to anybody. Even at one point yesterday, I know I made a mythical money bet on the Lakers, but I thought, you know, in my head, I thought potentially this feels like a game that Golden State is going to find a way to win. Tomorrow night, as you said, now it is, I would actually argue, I think tomorrow night is must win. I think you got to win that game, and you can't take your chances going back to San Francisco.
I agree with you. That's why I was so surprised that you and Michael and most of the people I know said this series is over when it got to 3-1, because it was really only about game six.
Right, but it's...
So it's a one-game playoff, in essence. It's like an NCAA tournament game.
I mean, the numbers are the numbers, 95% of the time, all that stuff.
Right, but the other team is not the greatest shooting team in NBA history that's been to the final six out of the last 8 years. Those are numbers for regular teams. This is not a regular team.
Yeah, no, so, I think tomorrow night's going to obviously... I honestly think the winner tomorrow night probably wins the series. Well, I mean, obviously, if the Lakers win, they win the series. But I think if Golden State wins, the Lakers are in big trouble on Sunday.
The interesting thing will be the officiating has been much discussed here. And last night, the Lakers did not get a friendly whistle.
No, they
did not. What type of whistle will we have tomorrow night? Because it matters. If the Lakers get to the free throw, in the games where they have gotten to the free throw line, they win.
Yes.
Last night, there was not a huge free throw disparity. And every
They're
game.
They're about even, right?
Right. In every game, the Warriors are going to make more threes.
Right.
So the Lakers need some way to even that out. And so far, in the first five games, it's been at the free throw line. So it's important tomorrow that the Lakers attack the rim and get back to the free throw line and get some calls.
Hey, can I ask you something, John, about the whistles?
Yeah.
So at one point, LeBron James got called for a five-second rule.
Yeah, I haven't seen it all year.
Ever. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I know the rule.
Instance. Yeah.
I've never seen it called.
Don't you think it's generally ignored?
Yes, it's like 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, they'll call it, and you'll go, "Wow, when's the last?" Or carrying over. They called carrying over on Austin Reeves last night. When's the last time you saw every player carries the ball over? I mean, when they bring it up, they're dribbling with their hand underneath the ball.
Of course,
I mean, Steph and Clay dribble like that.
Yeah.
I mean, every player dribbles like that. So,
but what does that 5 second rule even happen like? So he was backing up. I forgot who it was.
You can't. It's to keep you from just standing there and dribbling for 5 seconds straight. And
he was moving.
He wasn't.
It was very.
He was just standing there dribbling. So that's why they called it. But
weird.
I've never seen anybody call that.
So the AD thing. AD last night took a forearm to the head. You guys have seen this by now. If you're listening to the show, you've definitely seen it by now and heard about it by now. But took a forearm to the head, wound up leaving the game, and ended up at some point in a wheelchair. Because he was woozy on his feet, and they wanted to get him back to the locker room and all that stuff. You know, I thought afterwards, and at this point we knew nothing about the seriousness or the severity. We didn't know if there was a concussion. We didn't know anything. And it was the post-game show on TNT that sort of started off on this kick where they were making fun of and mocking Anthony Davis for leaving the game in the wheelchair and all that stuff. And the tweets came fast and furious. People very upset with those guys. The original tweet, Shaq and Barkley can't stop laughing at Anthony Davis for leaving the game in a wheelchair. Here are some tweets. Imagine NFL analysts doing this if Patrick Mahomes got a concussion in the playoffs, literally laughing at him. This is disgusting. Incredibly disappointed in both Shaq and Barkley. You'd think being former players that they'd empathize with a guy seemingly needing serious medical attention for an on-court injury that anyone would have sustained, but disgusting and disrespectful behavior all the way around. Laughing over a man possibly having a concussion, but this is who y'all boost up. I can't stand sports media anymore. It's just a sampling of tweets. I thought it was very, very inappropriate without having any information to mock Anthony Davis last night.
This time of year, because there's a microscope on the playoffs,
sure.
and we're guilty of it too. You know, Travis and Slee just said they did 90% of their show on this.
Yes.
There's lots of reaction, lots of opinion, lots of talking points. If you're playing, if you're one of the players, I think it's just noise. I think it's a big deal to us. I think, as you just pointed out, it's a big deal to the fans.
Right, it's a huge deal to fans.
It's a big deal we live in a cancel culture, so I'm sure people are trying to, you know, get Kenny and Chuck and Shaq in trouble.
You're allowed to.
They're using words like disgusting and inappropriate and unprofessional.
Sure. Yeah,
just take those words, disgusting, inappropriate, unappropriate. They're right out of politics.
Yeah.
It's what everybody said about the town hall last night.
They're right out of life long before politics.
Right. So I think if you're the Lakers, and I've heard Darvin talk about this, you do everything you can to block out the noise. Block out guys like me saying Steve Kerr's never lost a Western Conference final, right, or they've won 28 straight series, they've won a road game. Or Anthony Davis is soft, or LeBron is playing on a bum foot. None of it matters once the ball gets thrown up. And one of the hardest things to do is to tune all of that out.
See, I'm going to tell you. I don't want Anthony Davis to tune this out. I want another log in the fire, man. These guys who've called you street clothes and have mocked you for a period of years last night made fun of you in a wheelchair after taking a shot in the head. I want Anthony Davis to hear about this, and I want him to be pissed off for tomorrow night.
Did you hear what Draymond said about it?
No.
All right, you got it, Jorge? What Draymond said about Anthony Davis, listen to this.
One small hit to the head can change everything in your life. Every time you step out on the basketball court, the football field, on the ice, on the pitch, you're risking your life because one injury can change everything. You know, we saw not this past World Cup, but the World Cup before, Neymar have an injury to his back that was a couple of centimeters away from paralyzing him. The smallest hit to the wrong part of the head can change your life.
So he gets it.
Oh, he completely gets it.
He's not playing into it because I think he knows what you just said.
That, yeah.
Hey, if I jump in with, and he's going to work for TNT after he's done playing.
Sure.
So Draymond, I think, sensed if I jump in with Charles and Shaq on this, that's the log on the fire you're talking
about.
But next time we have AD on, we can ask him. I don't know.
You getting AD on?
I don't know. It'll probably be Michael and I that ask you.
Exactly. You'll talk to him during the postgame.
Yeah, he's not coming on this show. But exactly. He tells me, he's told me several times he has no social media.
Right.
He doesn't, I don't think he watches TNT, to be honest. I mean, I'm
sure.
There's
no way he hasn't heard about this.
Of course.
There's just no way.
Yeah, there's people talking about it, but I think if you're him, your whole focus is, all right, what's wrong with my head? Can I get it straightened out by tomorrow night, and can I crush these guys at home? Because we've got this set up for us now. We're undefeated at home.
Yep.
We haven't lost a game at Crypto.com Arena since the middle of March.
Yep.
Let's not let anything interfere with this run that we're on.
Sure.
Not Shaq, not Charles, not wheelchair jokes, not,
right.
Not anything. Take out the noise, stay focused. We're on a roll. Let's go. I think
That wasn't a wheelchair joke, the on a roll thing.
No, not by me.
Yeah.
That was just a coincidence. But didn't Kenny do a wheelchair joke?
He did. Yeah. Oh, they were both, both him and Charles were making it look like their chairs were wheelchairs.
I think, you know, one thing with the advent of social media, like you and I deal with this, everybody has an opinion about our show, what
yes.
we should do, what we shouldn't do,
sure.
what should do more of this, more of that. Once we start the show, we just kind of tune it out and
yes.
go. I think that's what the Lakers would like AD to do. Just keep doing what you've been doing since the middle of March.
Right.
Where we haven't lost a game. Now, I think this is all easier said than done.
Sure.
Because we do, even if he's not on social media, we do live in a world where everything gets regurgitated. If you have a TV, it's impossible to miss. All these talk shows, you know, breaking this down 6, 7, 8 ways to Sunday.
Sports Center nonstop.
Right. Well, and the stuff on Fox with, you know, Skip and Shannon Sharp and Colin, and you know, it's 24/7. It's a media machine.
Yep.
And so it can consume you. I think they're just hoping that he keeps focused and keeps doing what he's been doing. Because what they've been doing at home is pretty amazing. They're 5-0 or 6-0 now in the postseason at home, and even more importantly, at the end of the season, they rolled everybody at home.
Right.
And tomorrow night's your last home game in this series. If you let Golden State get this one, it's a real battle on Sunday. So I hope they're completely dialed in about tomorrow night, because it's a great chance for them to knock the Warriors out.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, through the show today, we may take some calls. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. I heard people a little bit make the case on the other side of AD, kind of the Charles and Shaq side, which, you know, you can. I think it's wrong, but you can. Plus, one of our favorite sports personalities and Bergman's least favorite is getting a 30 for 30 in June. I'll tell you who it is coming
Where'd
up
you go, Bear?
Next. Mason Ireland,
that's the first name I thought of.
ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And you can watch the YouTube stream live of our show presented by LAFD. Go to joinlafd.org for more information. You know what that means, John. If we're on the YouTube.
Chat fight.
We're going to have a chat fight today.
Chat fight.
Remember, when you see something in all caps, that is officially me.
Chat fight.
All right. So, you know, we were talking about how everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
So last night during the game, I got one tweet from a listener that said, basically, Ireland, you're so excited. You're like a fan. Calm down. And the next tweet right after it.
Yes.
And I didn't see these till after.
Okay.
The next tweet right after it is, Ireland, you got to pick it up, man. You're bumming me out.
Oh, so
completely.
See?
I mean, so that
people hear what they want to hear.
Right. And so that is. I mean, that's what you're going to hear about AD today. Some people are going to say what you said earlier, that you should never make fun of a guy with an injury. I think that's the responsible position
yes,
to take.
I think that's the
And other people are going to call him soft and make fun of the wheelchair. If you're AD, you just got to tune it out, man.
Julio Paez on the YouTube, Mace, you should learn from Ireland. Don't be so up in arms for the AD being mocked on TNT thing. They are entertainers, and it's an overreaction from Mace. Loosen up, Mace.
Right. Did you feel like you were tight in some way?
Yeah,
I mean, you weren't.
No,
that's what I'm saying. So that's why guys like Anthony Davis and Charles Barkley don't have social media.
Yes,
because it's all in the eye, and in our case, the ear of the beholder.
Yes,
So who is the person that Bergman hates that you and I like?
Bill Walton.
Bergman, how can you dislike Bill Walton in any way? He's the greatest.
You think he is the worst announcer in the history of the world.
I love Bill Walton for his time at UCLA. I think he's a character that people like to play up. I do not like listening to him call a game for UCLA.
Oh, he's the best.
But, Greg, the stuff you learn.
It's so frustrating. You don't learn anything.
Of course you do.
There's no learning.
Jerry Garcia in the woods of Northern California once told me, get the rebound, big man. I was a burning tree with the dead, and they said to me, calm down. And I said, I will not calm down. Bill Walton is the greatest.
He is the greatest. He is the greatest.
I mean, him and Pat.
That's what you want. If that's what you want in a broadcast.
No, Greg, you are not alone in your position. I bet most of the people that don't like Bill are old cranks. You're not. So I don't understand why you're like, did you turn 75 overnight? What the hell?
When I'm watching a UCLA basketball game, it's different than watching basically anything else. Like, I'm really fully into
that
it.
That screen is worthy of the Conference of Champions.
He doesn't actually watch the game or talk about the game in any way, shape, or form.
I rode my bike to Malibu. What's your name? Dave?
I couldn't wait for practice to start. Coach Wooden comes in for inspection. What's this? And he goes, what is this? It's unacceptable. So you can't practice today, Bill. I said, come on, Coach, what's going on here?
He told me after his Player of the Year and National Championship team and went undefeated, I didn't have the right to tell him he had to wear his hair a little shorter and couldn't wear facial hair. And I said, you're correct, Bill. I don't have that right. I just have the right to determine who's going to play, and we're going to miss you. In about 15 minutes, I'm not going to have you unless you go upstairs and get taken care of right away. He stood and looked at me. Finally, I said, 14 minutes.
I'm out the door. Get on my bike, and I ride as hard and as fast as I can. And I race down into Westwood and jump in the barber chair and say, just cut it all off. And give me a plastic razor and a glass of water. And I just rode right in and just dumped my bike right in the side of Pauley Pavilion and went and stood in the back of the line and hoped that he wouldn't notice that I had missed the first 5 minutes of practice.
So, in a documentary, great stuff.
Right.
I'll watch the 30 for 30.
Oh, you will
in
watch
a game,
the 30 for 30.
In a game, not a game, not in a game.
Yeah. We're talking about practice.
I don't want to hear it.
But like in the middle of an Arizona State, Oregon State game, don't you want a little Bill in your life?
I do.
I do.
No.
Marijuana should not be.
So, Greg, you'd rather have a nondescript, run-of-the-mill color guy than Bill Walton?
In a UCLA game that I'm excited to watch, yes.
I just said an Arizona State, Oregon State
game. Oh, I don't care about that. That's not a UCLA game. So Arizona State, Oregon, yeah.
So you just don't want him to call UCLA
correct
games.
No, but he's one of the greatest players in UCLA history.
Oh, no, I agree. But I don't want him calling a UCLA game because then I'm not going to hear about the game whatsoever.
What about Jaime Jaquez?
Jaime Jaquez. You're Jaquez. Great, Jaime Jaquez.
Great American.
Be Jaime Jaquez.
Proud Bruin. Does us all proud.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything.
He, of course, says too much, according to you.
At some point, do they run out of all 30 for 30s?
No.
You never.
No, I could come up with five of them off the top of my head.
That have never been.
I think so.
That have never
been. Well, one of them you just
before
heard. Have you ever seen a John Wooden 30 for 30? I haven't.
I don't know if it exists.
That would be great.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever been done. I mean, there may have been some other documentaries in some other form.
Yes,
but
it was done in 2015.
There was a John Wooden 30 for 30?
Yes.
All right, let's.
It's called The Wizard of Westwood.
Wow, I wonder if I've seen it. All right, so is there a 30 for 30 about the USC-Texas game that you and I went to?
30 for 30.
I think there might be. I think Shelly Smith might have been involved with that one.
USC-Texas. Yes, there is. It's called Trojan War.
Well, Texas won the game.
I know, it's still called Trojan War.
That's kind of weird.
Yep.
Okay, is there a 30 for 30 about the Lakers' 33-game winning streak? The longest winning streak in the history of major professional sports.
3-game winning streak.
33-game winning streak.
Yeah, streak.
Lakers.
30 for
30. 1972.
1972. That one there may be not.
Okay,
there's
one. that we could come up with. You know who needs a 30 for 30?
Who?
DJ Benga. Remember DJ Benga?
Sure, I remember DJ Benga.
Okay, so I'll give you the 30-second pitch. I'll give you the elevator pitch for the DJ Benga story.
Got it.
He is living, I think, in the Congo, and his dad is the ruler, like the prime minister of the country he's living in.
Yes.
With him and his brothers. And there's a coup.
Okay.
And his father is assassinated. And his mother and his brothers go to the airport, and they get out on a cargo plane.
Wow.
And they land in Belgium.
Yeah.
Just put us on the next plane, and they're going to kill us if they find us.
Yeah.
So they put us in Belgium. And DJ Bang is walking down the street. Some guy sees him walking down the street and says, "Son, have you ever played basketball?" He says, "No, I'm a soccer player from Africa." He goes, "I'm going to teach you how to play basketball." This guy teaches DJ Benga how to play basketball, and Mark Cuban hears about it.
Yeah.
And Mark Cuban says, "Hey, I'm going to put this guy on our G League team just to see if he can play."
Hmm.
And that's the beginning of DJ Benga, and he won 2 rings with the Lakers. Now, that's a movie,
now there are,
let alone a 30 for 30.
There are many articles to this effect, but there is no 30 for 30 special. So you're right. They haven't done all of them yet.
Yeah.
Haven't done all.
We could come up with a few.
I'm sure we could. Going to spin the wheel of questions. Now, I think all these questions are DeAndre's questions, are they not?
Yes, Greg all Bergman? From DeAndre.
Oh, I'm nervous.
All from DeAndre Hawkins.
DeAndre, are these any good?
Just say yes or no.
Thumbs up. He's confident.
Says good. All right. So
you know he's doing what he always does. He has another hat that he leaves the sticker on. You know how DeAndre always leaves the stickers on his hats.
Yeah.
You know he hasn't paid me my bottle yet.
Hasn't paid you your bottle yet.
He hasn't.
What does he owe you for?
Tequila. I beat him in Papa Shot.
Oh, that's right.
March Madness. Right. He doesn't want to pay up.
Believe.
Pay up your bet, man.
I know.
That's the thing.
Well,
about
it could
DeAndre
be. He's
Hawkins.
Just not gotten. Mason owes me $100. He just hasn't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe he just hasn't gotten around to it yet.
Since March. Come on.
Since March. All right. We'll spin the wheel next. Mason in Ireland. 710 ESPN. All right. Here we go. It is DeAndre Hawkins wheel today, and Bergman, what came up?
Did you just call DeAndre Hopkins or Hawkins?
Hawkins.
Okay.
Hawkins.
Yeah.
Hawkins.
Yeah.
So DeAndre was talking with his brother, and they were talking about what was something from their childhood that does no longer exist, but they wish still existed. So what is something from your childhood that no longer exists that you wish still existed?
First thing that popped into my head was Strat-O-Matic. Remember Strat-O-Matic?
Oh, I love Strat-O-Matic.
Is that the hockey thing?
No, it's a baseball game. Board game where you have all these player cards.
I played
Strat-O-Matic like for 3 full summers.
Yeah.
Greg, you never played Strat-O-Matic?
No.
All right, the other thing is...
I'm still under 40.
Old time hockey with the rods.
Oh, yeah, with the rods,
With the rods and the sticks.
That's what I was thinking of, was the hockey thing.
Old time hockey.
That's a good one.
There's a couple of them.
Bergman, what comes to
mind? Can you still buy a red, white, and blue ABA basketball? I wish those still existed.
Those would be cool.
I think you still can't get. I think the Harlem Globetrotters give those away. I had some of those.
Let's see. What else do I wish still existed?
Mace, do pixie sticks still exist? Remember, which were basically, they were straws closed at both ends with nothing but sugar in it.
Are they still around?
Does my take go for those things?
No,
yeah, those are good for kids.
Introduce them to our
kids. Just a straw full of
sugar. Yeah, give them that. They'll be up till 2 in the morning.
Yeah, they will.
The old school McDonald's fried chicken sandwich. Now, they still have a fried chicken sandwich and all that. What they used to do is they just used to take one big McNugget, like one solid big McNugget, deep fry that, and it was McNugget meat. It wasn't any of this, white breast, any of that chicken. It was like old school chicken sandwich from McDonald's.
By the way, are the characters that were around McDonald's when we were kids still around today? Is Grimace still a thing?
They're all still around.
The Hamburglar is still around. DeAndre's nodding yes to all this.
Hamburglar is coming back.
Am I leaving anybody out? There was Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, and Grimace. Am I leaving anybody out?
There was one more.
Hamburglar, Grimace,
Mayor McCheese. Yeah, we used to call Mike Thompson Mayor McCheese.
Oh, we did. Always like Mayor McCheese. Jorge, what about you?
The play place at McDonald's for my daughter.
Wait a minute. No, those still exist. The one in Manhattan Beach still has that.
Okay.
And I used to take Jack there when he was little, but it's just a germ-infested disease waiting to happen. Really, and I took him there like 20 times.
Really bad for you. Slides at swimming pools. I don't see as many slides at swimming pools. Even as a grown-up, I would like to
use them. It's probably an insurance risk.
Yeah, probably.
You know what the big thing, we go to Idaho every summer, and that's basically the community we go to is on a lake.
Yes.
And now people are putting slides on their boats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's like the show that Ramona watches.
Upper Deck or Below Deck.
Below Deck. Yeah, they all put slides on their private yachts out in the middle of nowhere.
I miss TGIF.
Oh, Friday Night TV?
Yeah, Friday Night TV. Thank goodness. It was so great.
Saturday morning cartoons.
What was the night that had Happy Days
and Laverne and Shirley? Was that Thursday night?
Tuesday night's ABC. It went and then Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, Taxi, and then an Aaron Spelling show called Family.
With Christy McNichol. That's
exactly.
A strong pull by you.
Yeah, no, I remember that night. That's back when TV used to be a thing, right?
Yeah, and then NBC had like the last must-see TV on Thursdays. Friends, and then they rotated that 8:30 show. Our buddy Jonathan Silverman had The Single Guy.
Right.
Brooke Shields had Suddenly Susan.
Yep.
Caroline in the City, and they could never get 8:30 right.
And then
at 9 was Seinfeld, and at 9:30 was Cheers, right?
Yes.
And then Hill Street Blues, and then eventually ER.
Right.
Yeah, and they kind of owned Thursdays. And now there's no such thing as owning a night because everybody watches stuff on demand.
Yeah, we're just doing
I realized last night I was watching Ted Lasso. I downloaded it so I could watch it on the plane.
What'd you think?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've liked the whole season.
I watched
it. Well, you've come around, right, Mace? You'll like the one that came out last night. Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not seen it yet. I did not watch it last night.
You can watch it Tuesday night. That's when I watched it.
Yeah, it comes out Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah. Now, I did not
So
the, did
I'll
not
tell you what the
week.
Subject is.
Okay.
So Colin is the gay player, right, Greg?
Yes.
And
Colin Hughes.
So the captain, McAdoo, finds out that Colin's gay, and that this episode is how he handles it as the captain.
Oh, okay.
And it's not what you think.
Okay.
He found out in the last one, so you're not.
He did find out at the end of the last one, so I did find out that he found out.
And he's no, well, it's not a spoiler because it's just the subject.
Right,
of it.
And I did find out that he found out the end of the previous episode.
I haven't seen the last two.
Man. Oh, all right. Gee, sorry, thanks. Man. Too bad. spoiler for you.
So you didn't even know he was gay?
No, I knew he was gay, but I didn't know they found out.
Yeah, they found out.
Yeah, and there's a very funny one in this week's episode where Roy Kent has to go do the press conference.
Yeah.
And how that goes, too. So I won't say anything
more. I think there are too many characters doing too many things, and when did it become this? It used to be like a half-hour show about a hapless soccer team. Now it's a 45 or a 50-minute show with all these scattered relationships across all of wherever.
Evolve, man.
Yeah, it didn't.
Shows evolve.
I miss regular half-hour Ted Lasso.
You watch
like
Game
nice
of Thrones.
Well, apparently,
750 characters to figure
to
out.
To Mace's point, though, apparently the season finale is like a movie.
Is it?
Same with Succession. Both
An hour
of them.
And a half.
Now, I hope this is the end. I hope. This
I think
is that's. The
end I think
Ted
it's the
Lasso.
End for both shows.
Well, Brett Goldstein says he's not sure now. Brett Goldstein.
This is a very strong
Roy
Brett
Kent.
Goldstein episode, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
good.
He's great. He's great. Yeah, I'm glad Succession is ending. I'm glad shows are getting off the air sooner rather than too late.
Except with the writer's strike. And by the way, we really haven't talked about the writer's strike. I for the life of me. Like Mandy Patinkin came out really strong in support of the writers.
Right.
And his main point was, without writers, there are no shows.
Correct.
What's the other side of that?
Well, I mean, there is no other side.
Right.
To
like,
that.
Who's. Is it just the studios playing.
No, it's.
Hardball?
Here's what. And just in.
Because I'm like. I couldn't be more in support of the writers.
Okay, so let me rough this out.
Yeah.
So there's all this new media stuff.
Right.
And the writers haven't been properly compensated when it comes to all the streaming and
which
all
is
the,
now how most of us consume
correct.
TV.
And
yeah.
So the writers are looking for their fair share of the streaming rights and the new media rights. That's what they're actually fighting. And by the way, after that, the Screen Actors Guild,
SAG-AFTRA and the Directors Guild are both going to be in exactly the same boat. But that's the argument is like, wait a minute, you've got all this streaming stuff and this new media stuff, and we're not getting paid when it goes there.
So to me, this is a simple discussion, and apparently it's not.
No.
But to me, if you create the content, think about this. You create kind of, you and I write a movie, or we write a TV show. Okay. So we imagine the characters. Let's say you and I write Ted Lasso, and we imagine it and we create it. And you're telling me that once it gets into the streaming world, because it's streamed, we don't get paid for it?
I think it's the further it gets downstream in the streaming world, the less you get paid.
Makes no sense to me.
Right.
I think we should be compensated for every time it airs and everywhere it airs.
Absolutely.
If you're a writer out there, man, I could not be more behind you. I don't even get what the studio's point is. You guys should be paid, and you should be paid now.
Yeah.
I really don't get the other side. I must be stupid or something.
So I'm not going to comment on that, but there are portions of the Rams schedule that are now leaking out. So if you're a Rams fan,
okay.
And by the way, today's the day that all these schedules are going to come out. Let me dunk these few things in. So the Rams will be on Monday Night Football on September the 25th versus the Cincinnati Bengals at Cincinnati.
Okay.
They later have a game. Their home game to Pittsburgh is on October 22nd. Game time to be determined. Week 9, they're at Green Bay. That is November the 5th. That's a 1 o'clock game. And then week 17, they're at the Giants in New York or in Jersey to take on the New York Football Giants in week 17, December the 31st. So that's all we know so far.
At this point, though, so we only know about one national exclusive.
One national exclusive, which is Monday Night Football in September against Cincinnati, a rematch of Super Bowl number 2021.
Now, because you have made no secret about the fact you want the Rams to lose every game.
Yeah.
Does that take away, are you actually hoping for a harder schedule?
Well, I know the schedule, right? I know the teams. I just don't know the order of the teams right now. And let me clarify that position a little. Look, if the Rams hit on all these draft picks and a bunch of these undrafted free agents turn out to be really solid players, and they make a run at a final playoff spot, great. I would welcome that. But I just don't want to be in the in-between.
Right.
I don't want to be the 6-win team. I either want to be the 9-win team or the 2-win team.
So do they play the Raiders this year, Greg?
I don't know about
they're not on
no,
the
they're not on there. But the Raiders are playing at the Chiefs on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be a triple header on Christmas Day. So for the second year in a row, the NFL is taking all the wind out of the sails of the NBA Christmas Day slate. And if I'm the NBA, I would pivot.
Why would you go away from it?
Right.
Christmas Day is your NBA day.
Yeah, but the NFL is king. And Christmas
for like
and the
six
NFL
years
was
in a row.
King this year.
So this is what I would do. Year. This is what I would do, Greg. Christmas is on a Monday this year. And the NFL is going to have a triple header.
Okay.
The NBA should take Sunday. But I'm guessing the NFL is going to play Sunday, too.
Sure, the NFL will play Sunday. They'll have a regular.
They're going to play on the 24th. Normally on Christmas Eve, nobody plays.
Even though that's Sunday during football season.
Yeah, so I think there's got to be games.
I think there will be games.
Maybe take Saturday? I would not just try and go head-to-head with the NFL. You'll lose.
I would have always taken Black Friday. And I know they put an NFL game there now.
Right.
But Black Friday is a good day for a big, long NBA marathon day.
Yeah, and I cannot tell you guys how much of an 800-pound gorilla the NFL is. If you put a game, who are the two worst teams in the NFL? Well, the Rams might be one of them.
Rams and Raiders.
Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, if you put them on in a national window, they would beat any NBA game.
Oh my God, you put 55 million people watch the NFL draft.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean the draft. You could put like Lakers Celtics.
Yeah.
On that day, and a game between the Jaguars and the Browns would beat it.
Yeah.
That's how big the NFL is.
Did you see what the opening game of the year is?
No.
It is the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, on that Thursday.
Okay.
Versus the Detroit Lions. Detroit is going to be very, very good. And they are recognizing it here.
I'll believe it when I see it. They were okay this year. I mean, they were not.
Jared Goff was a top five quarterback this
year
for them.
But, I mean, we'll bite you in the kneecaps. You know,
has been great. You can't knock that guy. He's turned the entire franchise around.
If they win this year, I won't knock him. But I just think that guys like that, they're like the talk show hosts that scream and yell. They have a shelf life. You remember Morton Downey Jr. and
sure.
The other day we were talking about Wally George and there was one other one that just yelled.
Lori Povich. Yeah, all those guys.
They'll have a good year, but then they'll peter out.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what the Lions are.
You're not buying into at all the Lions.
No, I think the Vikings are going to win that division.
Yeah, I like the Lions to win that division. I mean, it's early. What do you think of that for an opening night? Lions versus Chiefs.
Yeah, it's fine. Watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it too.
But what do you think about this? So if the NFL's going to Friday now, so now they're going to be on Sunday, Monday,
Thursday. They're only doing Good Friday, right?
Sure. Well,
Black Friday.
Yeah.
But Friday, then they're going to play Saturdays later on. If they start adding Tuesday and Wednesday game, would you be okay with all 7 days of the week having a football game?
It would do well.
People would watch.
I actually
like that there are no games between Monday and Thursday because I'll watch all of them.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
So you wouldn't do the Cuban thing where he says it's going to get oversaturated.
I don't believe that hogs go to slaughter, not in the case.
Before the fall.
Yeah, hubris. And then what do you say? The NFL, it's like they get too fat and the hogs go to slaughter or something like that,
yeah.
Thinking that the NFL would somehow be overexposed. I mean, my God, the Pro Bowl does a number.
The Pro Bowl isn't even a game anymore.
The football game did a number for the NFL.
The NFL literally is too big to fail.
Yeah. All right, so game six is tomorrow night. Last night did not go the Lakers' way. Anthony Davis left the game. I think they were down like maybe 11 or 12, I think,
Three, 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, and left the game. The updated report on him is Dave McMenamin says, spoke to a source close to AD who says there is no way under any circumstances Anthony Davis is going to miss tomorrow night's game. So that is the good news. And it is time right now for Call of the Day. Now, yesterday, Beto, although, you know, in fairness, Beto did screen the calls, but he did get us this.
Boom! How do you like that one?
Yeah, I mean, that caller yesterday gave us that. But if you've got, if you want to talk about AD, you want to talk about the Lakers, want to talk about the matchup tomorrow night, want to get into anything that we've been talking about, 877-710-ESPN. Got to be a great call. Don't ask us how we're doing. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.